Stalking Lions, a Parker Robinson mystery by Stephen Thomas Oney, read by the author. Chapter 1. Lions at the Door. I had just gotten back on campus, ready to start the new semester, when there came a knock at my door. As I had the radio turned up and was busy transferring the contents of my suitcase and duffel bag into a closet chest of drawers, the knock didn't register at first. By the second time it did, I opened the door. "Hi, you must be Parker Robinson." I said, "Yeah, that's me." He said, "I'm Larry Magnolia. I'm on this floor, too." I said, "Oh, really? Well, welcome. Nice to meet you." I leaned forward, indicating a willingness to shake hands, but he didn't take me up on it. So instead, I said, "Why don't you come on in? I'm just unpacking." He strolled to the center of the room, a journey requiring at most 3 steps. It being a small campus-side single on the 5th floor that was mine for the year. He said, "So you just got in, right?" I said, "I did, about 10 minutes ago." He stood with his hands on his hips, surveying the room, surveying the items I had brought with me. He was dressed like he might be on his way to go jogging. He wore track shoes, calf-length socks, cargo pants, some of the side pockets were bulging, and a dingy white T-shirt that looked like it had been laundered by being pounded against rocks at the river's edge. He looked more wiry than muscular. The skin on his neck and arms was red from sunburn. His head hair was tending towards chestnut. His freckles were tan over pink. He had pale green eyes, transparent blonde eyelashes, and the capper, a bushy orange mustache that could have easily served as a prosthetic for a red squirrel's tail. Maybe it was the mustache, but he looked too old to be an undergrad, more like a grizzled old prospector from out of the Old West. You could almost imagine him trailing a mule behind him. "Do you want to turn that music down?" he said. He didn't say it like a request, but I did as asked. Still looking around, he said, "I want you to know I'm going to be your floor counselor this year." "Oh, you are? Great. I just wanted to stop by and introduce myself." Still, without glancing in my direction, he continued looking around. "Yep, I just wanted to stop by and introduce myself and let you know I'm available and that my door is always open to you any time of the day or night." I said, "Great, thanks." He said, "Yep, so if you find yourself at any time this year having emotional problems, if you're feeling suicidal or depressed, anything like that, you be sure and come and see me." I said, "Thanks, I will." I hesitated to express any more appreciation because the way he had been putting it, it didn't sound all that sincere. Finally, he looked directly at me. "And I'll be sure to do my best to encourage you to kill yourself." He said, "Let me ask you something. Ever hear of a guy named Mark Cross?" "Yeah, I thought you might." "He was your floor counselor last year, wasn't he?"